It one more time. Make sure you are being very safe out there. COVID-19 is not entirely done. We're still getting through it, everybody, which is why Cushy isn't hosting anything right now. So please, be careful, protect one another, be safe, and make smart choices. As one of the co-founders of Cushy Entertainment always used to say when I met her like 6 years ago. See you next week here on CITR, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. You can check out the play sheets online or on our Instagram account.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Bali, like a valley, but spelt a little bit differently, and this is my first in-person show for the first time since February of 2020. So I am very, very happy and excited to be here. And you are currently listening to La Bonne Heure with me here. I am located on the ancestral, traditional, and unceded territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Today, we're going to be chatting with Rain, who is a local Vancouver musician. Right before we get to chatting, here is her song, Is It Cool If We're Lonely?
Lonely, lonely. I've been lonely my whole life. Conversations don't feel right. I've been getting by just fine, but with you I'm better. I've been talking to the walls, so afraid that they might fall. Ignoring all the signs that with you I'm better. Toxic on my own, need an antidote. When I hit you on your phone, I need you to show. Make my heart fast when you take it slow.
It's really lovely to get to chat with you. I love your necklaces also, by the way. I usually start with three kind of like fun break the ice questions just to get started. Okay. The first one is kind of playing off of your name, Rain. I was wondering if you had a favorite type of weather.
Ooh, I don't know. I used to be like an autumn person. But now that I'm like experiencing summer again, like every time we go through the winter, I'm like, wow, you know, I think I like summer. So I like the sun, but I don't like when it's like 40 degrees. So probably like very early autumn.
Okay.
Nice, you know, kind of sunny, but not too hot.
So like a September to mid-October kind of vibe?
Yes, I am very, very white, and so I burn every single year, the entirety of August. I'm just red and depressed. Yeah, about that time.
I feel that. All my friends are like, "Oh my God, beach day." And I'm like, "I really don't want to look like a watermelon again. It's not attractive."
No, I put so much sunscreen on and it never helps.
Exactly. You have a song called Sour Candy. I was wondering what your favorite candy or chocolate or anything sweet is.
I love chocolate. There's like this one, I think it's Lindt bar, and it has like salted caramel in it. Like my mom used to eat it all the time. Like it was her favorite. It was like a little treat. We watch like RuPaul's Drag Race and share a bar. And so I think that's my favorite.
Cute. I love that. And I love the tradition. That's really sweet.
I know, it's fun.
What is your favorite venue that you've performed at?
Ooh, I don't know. I think playing pre-show for Billie Eilish was fun. Like it was a really small stage. It was a Toronto, I can't remember what the stadium was called. It was like on a smaller side stage. But it was fun being outside and performing. 'Cause like a lot of the times you're inside and there's all these like smoke machines. You're like, I can't breathe. So
That's how it's in Vancouver right now as well, with like
Yeah, I'm in Sun Peaks right now and it's terrible. The air and everything, there's just so much smoke.
So moving a little bit more into the music side of things, how did you discover that that was something that you wanted to do and that you were interested in pursuing?
I've always loved music. I've been doing music since I was like 9, I'd say, like not professionally. Like I did like singing contests and stuff. So that's when I first started performing and doing voice lessons and everything. But I've always been obsessed with music. Like I was 5, I would like annoy everyone in kindergarten because I'd always be singing like opera and it was terrible. But I loved it. And so I guess that kind of stayed with me. Not the opera bit and not like the annoying everyone was singing all the time. But like the love for music and the passion for it. And this is what I want to do forever. Yeah.
I like that. And so you released your first song back in 2019, and now you've released a new EP. How has your sound and creative process evolved since then?
I think the creative process, I'm a lot more confident with it now. Like I have written songs since I was 11, but that was all by myself. And so for like my first single, that was the first song I'd ever released that I'd like co-written with other people before. And like I love co-writing now and I'm a lot more confident as a writer. But I think stylistically I've changed a little bit in genre, getting a little bit more dark pop, and then in my process, just being more confident in myself and my abilities and not letting other people like tell me how a teenage girl feels, because that's happened before with like a 40-year-old. And I'm like, what do you know about this?
So you spoke a little bit about, co-writing. How did you make those connections and how have you, worked with different people, especially during the pandemic, in terms of co-writing?
So I had a manager. I don't anymore, but that was my first. It's like I think a year before I started releasing music. I signed on with her, and so she got me working with all these incredible producers and songwriters and new people. So I made a lot of connections, and I still have those connections, fortunately. Some really very talented and wonderful people that I still get to work with. But yeah, like with COVID happening, there's been so much happening with Zoom, and I think a lot of people think it might suck as a songwriter to have to do things over Zoom, and sometimes it does. But I find like you have a lot of new opportunities that you wouldn't before. I wrote with a girl in England recently, and I never would have been able to do that before COVID because no one did Zoom writing. It was all in person. So if you could get there, you could write with them. But if you couldn't, you never would.
Right now, I am chatting with Rain, who is a local Vancouver artist from here in BC, and we are now going to be listening to her song called Sour Candy.
Sour candy. your solar. You're the angel and the devil on my shoulder. You got me hot like a fever, so cold like a freezer. And you're always saying sorry like Bieber. Oh, you taste so sweet.
Mentioned a little bit about you know, opening for Billie Eilish, and you've played and kind of written things with quite a few big names like her. How have you found those experiences?
Very nerve-wracking. When I did pre-show for Billie Eilish, I didn't even have any music out. It was just my music was sent to a guy at Live Nation, and he thought it was really cool, and so he was like, why don't you do this? I think this would be a really cool gig. And I was like, I would absolutely love to do that. But I was like, nobody here has any idea who I am. I have not released any music. I'm like completely new to this, performing in this sort of way, like with a band. I've always performed like by myself with a guitar. But it was a lot of fun, like once I actually started performing and people were like engaged and singing along, but it was very, very scary at first.
What is your musical inspiration? Where does your inspiration come from? Is it like day to day, or is it other musicians?
Bit of everything. Like, I'm always inspired by other musicians. I like to listen to like a lot of different genres to kind of take little pieces from everywhere of like, oh, this is cool, we should try something kind of inspired by that. And then for lyrics, I'm all over the place what I'm inspired by. Like, I try to like consume a lot of content, so I always have stuff kind of going around in my brain that I can take from. And so like movies, books, TV shows, podcasts, just anywhere. Like one time I followed a woman in Costco because she was like talking about like some breakup or something on the phone. I can't remember the details of it now, but I was just kind of like listening, and I'm like, this is interesting, I think I could use this. So a little bit from everywhere, even if it's sometimes a little bit creepy.
It's honestly always the casual eavesdropping that brings the best. Yeah, really. Like, you'll be at a restaurant with a friend and they're talking to you and you're like, no, wait, we need to listen to what
like peeping your head over. Sorry, wait, he slept with who? What? No, wait, what was her name?
Exactly, literally. I'm always like, no, did you just hear that? Like, that's crazy. And my friends are like, who are you talking about? Like, what? I forgot you were even here. Like, I've just been
talking to me, but I'm like not registering anything. I'm just listening to their conversation.
Exactly. So your EP False Love came out really recently. Congrats, end of July. That's really great. It has a few different tracks and a few different topics and themes. Could you tell us a little bit about some of those themes and some of the topics that you cover in this project?
I noticed while I was like trying to create the track listing of like the order of the songs that all of them basically are about like love and like unhealthy kind of relationships generally. And so that's kind of where I came up with the name False Love, because I'm like, either they're love stories that I came up with myself. A lot of my songwriting is like, you know, inspired by media I consume. And so I just like create stories and narratives. And then the stuff that wasn't, I was like, this isn't like real love. This is fake love for all of the songs. So that's the theme, I guess. Fake love, fall love.
That was actually going to be my next question, was how did you come up with the title? But
good, I know.
Yeah, no, you're ahead of the game. It's perfect. You spoke a little bit about moving more towards dark pop in terms of genre. How did you not discover that genre, but how did you decide that that was what you were going to go with when making this album?
I think that was more of like a recent thing with like the two most recently written songs, which are Is It Cool for Lonely and Nothing to Bleed For. After I stopped working with my manager, I kind of was like, I'm going to start going in a slightly darker direction because that's what I've always been inspired by. And that's what the music that I always listen to. And so I kind of just started writing. I write a lot with Tavish Crowe, and we did a songwriting session where we wrote Is It Cool for Lonely. And I was like, I like this new direction. And I think this is somewhere where I can really see myself like staying for the next while. And then we wrote Nothing to Bleed For, and I was like, yeah, no, I really like this direction. And so now I've decided that's kind of where I'm going to commit.
Oh, so in future releases, do you think that that's the genre that you're going to kind of stick to?
I think so. I don't want to like make like some huge commitment and then like 3 years from now be like, no, I want to do dance music, which I don't think will happen. But yeah, definitely for now and for the foreseeable future, I see myself kind of shifting a little bit more in that direction, a little bit more, not quite alternative, but definitely kind of.
Okay.
Currently chatting with Rain about her music. Up next, we're going to listen to Nothing to Bleed For from her latest EP, False Love. I know that you're good, but you got bad bones. You try to wake up, but we're better off. Spilling my breath and now cook on. Should've run when I could, but I know I won't. How do you do what you do to me? Poison in my lungs, I can hardly breathe. Always in my way when I'm trying to go. Nothing to bleed, none. Running to live, so empty inside. You hollowed me out and left me to dry. You cut me deep, got nothing to bleed for. Just got a bad taste. Couldn't run when I should. Now there's no escape. How do you do what you do to me? Poison in my lungs, I can hardly breathe. Always in my way when I'm trying to go. You cut me deep. You cut me deep for you. Got nothing to bleed. Nothing to bleed, none. Learning to live, so empty inside. You hauling me out and left me to dry. You. Nothing to bleed for.
So you've made that promise now. So in the next 2 years, if you put out like a metal screamo album, I'll like have the receipts. I'll be like, this is what you...
I'll pull a copy and just create like a metal album. It'll be great.
It would be fun. I was wondering, not if you had a favorite song, but if you had a favorite lyric that you've written from this EP.
Oh God, I don't know. I can't even think of any of the words right now. Probably something in Lonely. I think that's like my favorite song on the EP. Oh my God, I'm trying to think of any. Literally, none of the words are coming to me right now.
No worries. My last question is, what's next? What are your upcoming plans for the rest of 2021? Anything for 2022?
Plan to release more music. It's really hard right now for musicians without like touring to support their releases. And so people would always like release an album, then they'd have like a year break where they went on a world tour and then release another album. But I don't have that. I don't have that excuse. So now I'm just gonna keep releasing more singles and more music and having a good time and exploring my artistry, if I want to be pretentious about it. I'm gonna be doing a music festival at the end of this month, the 20th weekend, I think it's called Forest Cat, so I'm excited for that. But other than that, there's like no live performances really.
Whereabouts is Forest Cats gonna happen?
It's gonna be in Squamish kind of area. They haven't told me where it is exactly, which is a little sus. It's the first year that this festival is being put on, and it's being put on by musicians, and they're all like a lot of like small indie artists, so it'll be a good time. I'm excited.
It's on the gondola as you're going up and down. There's a musician in each little.
Yeah, and you get off, and then you get on a different one, and you get to ride all the way up and down over and over again.
Not gonna lie, that would actually be pretty fun.
Super cool. Because then I don't know how long the ride is, but say it's like what, 15, 20 minutes? I've never been up. But then you just like have like a 15, 20 minute set, get in the next one. I think that'd be really cool.
I don't want to say that we should be co-planners of this.
The
Yeah.
music gondola, but I think that would be very sick.
Would be so fun. I'm like genuinely so excited for this. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for coming to chat with me. It was lovely getting to know a little bit more about False Love and very excited for, the performance and also new music.
You. Thanks so much for having me. It was lovely chatting with you.
And chatting with you too. Definitely planning that festival. I'm actually that's so
Made a
funny.
good name. I'll send you an email. We can get a chain going.
I'm selfish cause I chose to leave. Don't want you with anybody, even if I don't want you to myself. I left you in the pouring rain, decided that my heart had changed, but then I heard you found somebody else. I get envious cause she gets you. I can handle that, it is the truth. I get envious, the only time. You go, I'm so down, it's a
was so lovely getting to chat with Rain about her EP False Love and also getting to plan our upcoming music festival, which is going to be on a gondola, and there's going to be a different artist in each gondola car, and you just ride up and down until you're fed up, basically. But yeah, really, really great chatting with her. And up next, we have a bunch more music coming our way. I'm sure you've all heard the Begging by Madcon cover that's been going all across social media over the past few months. Well, I'm offering you a cover of that cover. So here is Kid Travis with Beggin'.
Put your loving hand out, baby.
Every time I feed you, get me no. Every time I see you, let me know. But I plan to see, just let me go. I'm on my knees and I'm, cause I don't wanna lose. I got my arms on spread and I hope that my heart gets fed. Matter of fact, that I'm begging. Dishes, don't embrace it. Why the feel for the need to replace me? You're on the wrong way, track of the good. I want to paint in the picture, tell you where we could react. Like a heart in the trash where it should. You done gave it away, you had it till you took it back. But I keep walking on, keep rocking doors, keep walking forward, that the court is yours. Keep browsing halls, cause I don't want to live in a broken home. Girl, I'm begging, I'm fighting hard to hold my own. Just can't make it all alone. I'm holding on, I can't fall back. I'm just a con about to fade to black.
Quarter, Music Waste Festival, and Redgate Art Society present Victory Square Block Party 2021. Say goodbye to summer and hello to your friends IRL at the annual Feel Good event of the year on Sunday, September 5th at 2 p.m. Come out to see local icons Grim, Hamsun, Miguel Maravilla, Big Rig, Haley Blaze, Turinush, and Devours perform at Victory Square Park at Cambian Hastings. Plus, there's going to be a raffle at the park with goodies from local businesses, with all proceeds going to support Megaphone Magazine. There'll be live music, there'll be a raffle, there'll be memories to be had. It's totally free, and you can come IRL or stream it at citr.ca/watch. Come out to Victory Square Block Party on Sunday, September 5th at 2 p.m. This event is funded by Factor.
Come to Victory Square. Really hope to see so many people there. I'm so excited. As the ad said, seeing friends in real life and being able to hear live music is something that I've been waiting for so long. So I'm super excited to be going this Sunday, and please make sure to come and bring your friends, bring whoever you want. It's gonna be a good time. So see you at Victory Square Block Party on Sunday. And with that, here is a song by The Sea at Midnight, which I think is such a beautiful artist name. So here's a song by The Sea at Midnight called Anything About You.
Echoes in my mind. And how come it's up to us to find. But I know the reason why we must wait. And I see seasons. It's not too late. They still change. Lies between our hearts. Inertia. Which one of us will start? But you know the reasons why we must wait. And you see the seasons. It's not too late. They still change. They still change. I don't know anything about you. We'll be right back.
That was a song called Le Rage or Le Rage by Gel Breda. And up next we have Call It A Day, which is the demo by the Daily Spreadsheets.
Chasing the bleeding for fun. I want Cadence ain't even yours. Receiving blessings, I tell God, just let it pour. I seen they lost, they been knocking from door to door. And when life comes at you fast, you gotta take it on the chin. I would say that maybe I could act instead of speak. I ain't playing for myself, I'd rather put on for the team. If I don't show up, then I know that they'll blame me. I said that I'm just in go mode, checking perfect timing. Writing every year, we choose the concept and we rhyming. I'm hearing noise, but I choose to block that voice.
Songs we listened to was Songbird by Nathaniel Paul and No Regrets by Credence. It was so great being back in the studio again today for the first time, as I mentioned, in so long. It's really nice seeing familiar faces and being back in, as I mentioned, the studio here at CITR 101.9 FM. You have been listening to La Bonne Heure with myself, Valley, like a valley but spelt a little bit differently. And up next, I have two last kind of closing songs for today with which I'll wish you a wonderful rest of your day, rest of your week, rest of whenever until I see you again. Here is Feliz Los Tres by Valcinder and Haunted by Lo Son. Here we go.
Mal siendo éxtasis. Me dijeron que te vieron con tu amiga amándose en un puerto de hotel ahí en Sevilla. Necesito que de frente tú me digas si sientes lo mismo que yo, pa' entonces pues vivir los tres felices la vida. Si sientes lo mismo que yo siento por ti, baby. Si tú quieres a tu amiga, yo la quiero también. No me importa lo que digan, yo solo quiero que tú no me dejes afuera, que seamos felices los tres.
lo que vamos a hacer. Si una vez aceptamos esta relación de tres, nos escapamos hasta el amanecer. Aprovechemos que para luego es tarde. No dejemos que nada nos pare. Si no queremos, eso basta, bebé. Pa' amarnos y ser felices los tres.
Wasted out.